Our third presentation, which I'll start the introduction in a moment. Okay. So our third presentation for this morning is on the topic of generative AI regulation and legislation, both in the federal and state context. And it'll be given by Stephen Anstey. And Stephen is an attorney who's come down from D.C. He's at the Kilpatrick office in D.C., where he's a member of their generative AI and digital asset team. His practice focuses primarily on AI and digital assets. So if you could please welcome Stephen.
Hi, I'm Stephen. So we're going to talk about AI regulation legislation. And we're going to do it in 45 minutes, which is absolutely impossible. But we're going to do the basics. We're going to, you know, hit the overview. We're going to talk about what it is, what it isn't. I'll start off by saying that this is all we're hearing about, have been for months. Gen AI, AI, changing the world, and our clients want to know about it, we want to know about it, firms want to know about it, my mother wants to know about it, and she's a fifth grade teacher. It is everywhere. Her students want to know about it, and it's ubiquitous, and it's fascinating. And the problem for us as lawyers is we struggle with fascinating. We struggle with new. We struggle with that came out of nowhere. We love things that are 200 years old. You know, I did federal Indian law for a while, and it'd be great. And I'd start with, 300 years ago, this happened. And then I'd walk you forward, and the court loved it. And now, we have conversations where I can't really define what I'm talking about. And that's a problem if you try to write a contract. When we say artificial intelligence, what do we mean? John Iditz, who's going to go after me, who also works in my firm, will tell you that artificial intelligence has been around for decades. And he's right. This isn't brand new. It's a new iteration. It's a new way of thinking about this technology. And that is going to be great for lawyers and going to be tough for everybody else. So I'm going to start with the basics. We're going to go through the definitions. We're going to ask questions if anything comes up. I did a lot of work in digital assets and distributed ledger technology. A thing that lawyers do is they pretend they know the answers. It's really bad. And I used to be like, what's crypto? I'm like, I know what crypto is. And they're like, I didn't know what crypto was. And that caused problems. So we're going to start with the basics, then go from there. And like I said, raise your hand, throw things at me. AI regulation and legislation. We're going to start with the two big ones, which is the Executive Order on AI and the EU AI Act. Those are sort of our two pillars right now. They aren't the only two pillars. China has three laws. India has laws. Canada has laws. States have laws. Courts have rules. Courts should never make rules on things that are this new, but they had to. So we're going to start with the basics, the EOAI, the EUAI Act, federal agencies, states, global, and then we're just going to go from there. So the executive order on AI. This was done in October 30th, 2023. President Biden signed the executive order. It's unprecedented. The executive order requires dozens and dozens of agencies to look at this technology from their own lenses. And the theory there was, at least in my brain, is we're not going to pass any sort of giant law, comprehensive law on this right now. So what's our second best bet? Let's make the agencies do it. And they have to, because the president's in charge. So executive order comes out, says, all right, agencies, you're going to look at artificial intelligence and try to figure out how to wrangle aspects of this technology. And it's good, because part of the government created some of this stuff. NIST was using it, and agencies were using it years before we heard about it, as it should be. But they were tasked with this process. So October, a lot of people heard about this. This is the U.S.'s version of being a leader in this area without having to pass legislation. Simultaneously, or virtually simultaneously, the EU said, all right, we have to figure out artificial intelligence. They're a little better at doing it in one document. So they wrote the EUAI Act. What's funny about artificial intelligence is I wrote this 2 months ago, and it's already out of date. So as of a week ago, the Council for the EU approved the EUAI Act. So it's going in, it's going to exist. This is going to be law in the next, 60 days. So that's great. We all have a document to work from. It's 473 pages long. But it is a document to work from, so we got somewhere to start. It's going to be kind of like, GDPR. It's going to affect you whether you're in the EU or not. It affects you if you deal with EU data And in the lovely way that the EU does that, it's going to affect all of us and all of our clients, kind of irrespective of where they're going to be. But the EU is putting out this wonderful act.